Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting second. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The first baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. One out. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball four. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ott. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Ott and he is out, Stennett applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive towards third. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stennett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Stennett reaches third base with a triple. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stennett tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive towards third. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zachary for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Parker reaches second base with a double. Ott moves to third. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flynn. Parker scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Pirates. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 1 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Grote moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Youngblood tags and scores. Grote tags and moves to third. Mozilli tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Pirates. John Stearns pinch hits for Pat Zachary. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Stearns now playing first base. Jackson Todd now pitching. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vail hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stennett hits a pop-up into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Garner reaches second base with a double. Rooker moves to third. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stern scoops it up and throws to first, with Todd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parker. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Parker steals second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Parker scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Omar Moreno pinch runs for Bill Robinson. Paul Siebert now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moreno scores. Stargell moves to second. It's 5-1, Pirates. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stennett is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stargell scores. Tavares moves to second. It's 6-1, Pirates. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rooker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Omar Moreno now playing center field. Al Oliver now playing left field. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randle strikes out. One out. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Garner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Garner reaches second base with a double. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stearns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Garner moves to third. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Pirates. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.